Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I remember going home one day and I had already hit a million. I was so excited. And I walk into my house, my mom's watching my videos. And it was the one where I was literally making fun of her.
Everybody's got them, and everybody else wants to know them. You know, maybe you've got a secret child out there that another rapper outed on a diss track. I'm looking at you, Drizzy. Or maybe you've got a secret recipe, you know, with 11 herbs and spices, and I'm pretty sure I've figured out what 10 of them are, but I still don't know what that 11th is. Maybe it's turmeric or turmeric or whatever it is. I'm looking at you, Colonel Sanders. That's your real name. Or, you know, maybe you murdered somebody. That's dark. I'm looking at you, O.J. Simpson. I don't think that's really a secret anymore. Anyway, maybe your secret is that you have over 1 million followers on TikTok and you haven't told your mom yet. Every parent's worst nightmare. Now, my friend Adam Rayoke knows all about that. Adam is a 23-year-old creator from San Antonio, Texas, who many know for his alter ego, Rosa, the flaming hot, Cheeto-loving, nail-clacking, gossip-loving Latinx TikTok character. Now, Adam and I sat down at VidCon last summer, and he told me about the first time he was recognized in public and how it changed his life. I'm Will, Closet Full of Skeletons McFadden, and this is Hashtag Storytime, brought to you by iHeartRadio.
So I want to talk to you about the time where I first got recognized in public as like Rosa.
Yes.
So let me tell you, before Rosa, my life was so boring. Right. Like I had a boring job.
Can I also say before Rosa, my life was boring. Rosa that makes made sense, my though. Life more right. more interesting.
Yeah, I've heard that too. So I don't not believe you. I'm just kidding. But yeah, I had a boring job, boring car, boring everything pretty much. Mm-hmm. So like, once I started on social media, it was kind of just like a whole new world. And mind you, I had watched like social media creators forever. Like, that was like my thing on my downtime.
Who
I
was
like,
your favorite creator?
Okay, well, how ironic is it that one of them is like literally one of my best friends? His name's Louis Castro.
Okay.
I was obsessed, and now he's like my roomie.
Oh.
And like a lot of people in like the Latin community, like Jenny69, Manny MUA.
Yeah.
The Murillo twins, like so many people that I'm friends with today, I would literally watched
yeah,
all
you were
the time.
Fans, and yeah. now you're like...
I like wished it into existence, kind
yeah,
of.
You manifested that yeah. shit.
So I started social media, like not intentionally. I literally posted my first video like for my friends to see. And kind of just...
And when was this? Wait, when?
So this was December of 2019.
Okay, all right.
So we're going on 3 years this December.
But what a skyrocket to fame. I mean, that's a...
3 years? Ew.
No, that's so fast.
That's like scary. That's I always heard like people say like, oh yeah, I've been doing this for years. And I'm like, I've been doing this for 3 years? Like, what the heck?
That's like, I mean, scary. But that's like... That's a milestone, 3 years, and that, but it's also so fast for what yeah. you've achieved.
And I feel like 3 years in social media time is like 20.
Yeah, it does. It's like dog years.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm like, whoa. Okay. sorry, I get sidetracked a lot.
That's going to happen. We're going to allow it.
What was I at? Oh, yeah. So I was boring. All right. And then I started social media December of 2019. And then after that, my life literally, I kid you not, was never the same. Mm-hmm. I remember after my first video blew up, I went to work the next day and I was like, bye, Gorge. I'm putting my 2 weeks in, like, just joking. I literally, like, talked to all my coworkers. I'm like, it was so good knowing you. Like,
I will forget about you soon.
I'm like, I'm going to miss you. Just remember me. But everybody was, like, super supportive at my workplace. It was so funny. I went to work the next day after my video had blew up. Mm. I was like, oh my God, I posted a video and like it's like going crazy.
And was this your very first video?
My very first. Oh my Rosa God. Didn't even have a name. Like it was just like some girl that I made up. And so I went to work and I told everybody that what had happened. And they were telling me because everybody had known that I would watch people on social media. So they were like, bitch, if you are making these videos, you can somehow meet these people, like be friends with these yeah. people and like kind of just being supportive and like telling me to keep going.
Yeah.
Because at that point I was like, what do I do? Like, do I make another video? Do I like stop? Am I embarrassing myself? I didn't know what to do.
Right.
So everybody was just being super supportive and telling me like to continue. So I was like, okay, I guess. And I remember that day I went to work on my computer and I went onto the TikTok website to see if like I would see my face.
Yeah.
Like on the For You page. Back then it was like very much like just the For You page.
Right. It was kind of curated. Yeah. Walmart, yeah.
So I was like, let me just scroll until I see like my video pop up. I was literally sitting there for hours. And like, mind you, I had like two videos up. So like right. out of the millions of videos that there was, I was like, I need to see my video. Yeah,
I'll get there.
So I was there. I was looking for my video and like talking to everybody about the situation. After I went home that day, I was like, you know what? Like, they're right. If I don't do this, like, I'm never going to know if like what could have happened. You know, yeah. if I would have continued with Rosa.
Good thing you were surrounded by friends who told you yeah. to keep going. Because what a sad world we'd live in if they Honestly. Were like, oh, don't. Make any more.
Very hater vibes.
Yeah, that would have been a totally different life trajectory.
Yeah, imagine if Rosa wasn't created.
I know. What the?
Where would I
the world would be a worse place, I would say.
Imagine? Oh, that kind of makes me sad. Yeah. I'm going to say that on my panel. I'm just kidding. but yeah, I went home that day. Mm-hmm. That's when I created Rosa, the name.
Okay.
And ever since then, I made another video that day, uploaded it. And after that, every single video that I would upload, it like did its thing.
Yeah.
It like... took off and it like made my face known to millions and millions of people.
Yeah.
So I remember it was during like COVID was barely starting. Mm-hmm. So I was never really like a person to go out because like I just wasn't like that bitch back then.
Right.
So I would always just stay in until like my family would want to go out or like my friends would want to go out. So mm-hmm. I remember the first time I went out, I was already doing Rosa for like a month, I want to say. Mm-hmm. And I was living in San Antonio and nobody had known. Kid you not. Only the people who had TikTok, which were like my friends.
Right, but like your family didn't
family,
know what was going
sister,
on.
My sister, my mom, my grandma was so clueless as to what I was doing upstairs in my room.
I'm sure they were like, yeah, 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 whatever.
Yeah, like, they like know who I am. Like they knew the type of person I was. Like yeah. I just always made people laugh, but they didn't know I was like putting it onto the internet like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
So I was there. And like I said, I had never really gone out. My family had no idea that I was doing social media.
Right.
I would go out every now and then, but nobody really ever came up to me. I kind of just saw like eyes look at me, but like not really like say anything. They were kind of
just hearing whispers like, Rosa.
Yeah, very Rosa. That. And mind you, I feel like that's when TikTok was barely like finding its creators.
Yeah,
that
just
they were gonna
started.
Like.
Because there was a couple months when TikTok, after it shifted from Musical.ly, where it was just cringy and people were like, this app is terrible. Yeah. And then people like you started making characters and like, really creating amazing comedy content on there too. And then I was like, oh, there's a shift happening. Yeah. And then, yeah, we started to see kind of the rise of like
yeah.
really amazing, talented creators. Uh-huh. Like you.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
So that's whenever people were like starting to like put like a face to like a name and like kind of just like do everything like that. Yeah. So nobody really ever came up to me. And then up until there was this one time I went out with my mom and my grandma.
Okay.
So ironic, right? The two people that had no idea that what I was doing online.
Yeah.
I went out with them to a pizza place called Peter Piper's.
Oh, shout out Peter Piper's.
Yes. And then as soon as I entered, I saw a group of people look at me. And I was like, because like, I'm not the type to be like, oh, hey, like, you want a picture? Because like, I don't know if they're looking at me because I look funny or like, because
first,
they know
who I am. This is the first time being kind of, you know, recognized.
Like,
So
I was like,
wait, yeah, you're not going to be like, hey, do you want to come
on? Yeah, like, oh, TikTok come. Yeah, you know what I mean? So I was like, yeah, I'm just going to ignore it. Like, I'm not going to like pay any attention to it. Right. And then my mom's like crazy. She's like, San Antonio, like Southside bitch, you know? So she was like,
shout out,
why
mom.
Are they looking over here? Like getting all heated. And I was like, I don't know, mom. Just like order the pizza. And so I think at one point my mom literally wanted to go up and be like, oh, like, do you have a question? Or like, what's that?
Can I help you?
Yeah, very that. And then they just kept smiling at me.
Yeah.
So my mom initially thought they were like making fun of me.
Oh, okay. So she was like, Mama Bear is ready to like throw down. Yeah, very
that. And I didn't want to say like, oh no, it's because I'm on social media. Yeah. Like, because she had no idea.
Mom, it's because they love me.
Yeah, and mind you, at that point, I was still straight. Mm-hmm. I was very closeted, like gay.
Oh, gotcha.
So my mom, like, if my mom found out that I was like putting on makeup and like making funny videos, she would have been like, huh? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? What am I going
to
say?
Oh, there's layers to this now.
Very that.
Oh
my God. So like after we order our pizza, we're like standing there waiting for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess one of the girls finally gets the courage to like come up to me.
Yeah.
But she comes up to my mom. Okay. And I'm like, girl, is she the one on TikTok? Why would you not come up to me? And she was like, oh, it's because we want to take a picture with him.
Right.
And my mom looks at me. She's like, what?
Why? So, why?
Yeah. And then they ended up telling her like, oh, well, he does the videos on TikTok, like blah, blah, blah. And I was like, and I just looked at my mom and my grandma. I was like, so my mom was like,
surprise.
Yeah, very like surprise. And I was just like, I just like smiled and like, I didn't say no. So I was like, my mom was like, okay. Like she just like let them. So I took a picture with them.
Is your mom in the photo?
No.
Like I hope she's in the back.
Honestly,
going,
I think
like,
she took the photo. She literally took the photo. She was like.
So confused.
Yeah, literally.
Like, what is happening?
So then we took the picture. Mm-hmm. We didn't talk about it. Literally after we took the picture, we got our pizza.
Yeah.
She didn't even ask me about it.
What's your grandma saying at this point?
My grandma was so confused. She was like, she honestly thought like they were my friends or like she was like, oh, they're from school or something, like just like rekindling an old friendship.
Oh.
So we ate and then I guess my mom didn't want to talk about it in front of my grandma.
Yeah.
So my grandma went to the restroom and we waited for her in the car. And that's when I'm sitting in the back seat. My mom's in the front seat. Mm-hmm. And my mom's like, so are you going to talk about like what just happened? Like why are random people just taking a picture with you?
You're like, no, rather not.
Let's just. And I was like, I don't know how I was going to like direct this because I didn't want to bring up the fact that I was like gay because I wasn't ready to come out to her.
Right.
But then I didn't want to bring up the fact that I was like putting on makeup and like doing videos. So I was like, how do I like,
how do you say this and then also not show her the video like immediately after?
So I was like, well, I pretty much make videos online. Mm-hmm. I post them and people love them and they laugh at them. And like, that's why they recognize me. They like my video got a lot of views and my face, they just recognize me.
Yeah.
And my mom's like, well, I mean, are you being like safe? And I was like, well, yeah, I'm not doing anything crazy. like I wouldn't do anything to like endanger us or like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. She was worried, I'm trying to think what she thought.
I honestly don't know what she thought I was doing, but I don't know if she thought I was doing like OnlyFans vibes or like what.
Are you selling your feet pics?
Yeah, I imagined. Or she was like doing, she on her mind, I honestly think she was thinking like Illuminati vibes or like doing something like worshiping some type of thing, you know?
Satanic cults for sure. Or Scientologist.
She's like Latina vibes and she's like very Hispanic, like don't like, you know what I mean? Like the way those vibes.
Yeah, don't invite the spirits in.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, I do these videos online and people love them and like they laugh, so they recognize me.
Yeah.
She asked me if I was being safe and like at one point she was like, well, what kind of videos? And I was like, I can show you, but I don't know if you're gonna like them.
Right.
So I mean, if you wanna see them or not, like you let me know.
Yeah.
She was like, no, I don't wanna see them.
Oh.
So I was like, Okay. So then at that point, we ended up like we dropped it at there.
Yeah.
And then after that, I continued to make my Rosa videos and then it just grew bigger and bigger. I ended up hitting 1 million followers.
Yeah.
I remember going home one day and I had already hit 1 million. I was so excited. And I walk into my house. My mom's watching my videos. And it was the one where I was literally making fun of her. And she was cracking up, literally sitting on the couch, dying of laughter.
Were you like,
yeah, literally, I was like so nervous because I heard my voice walking in and I see her laughing. I was like, I literally broke out laughing too. I was like my weight was lifted off my shoulders because I was like, oh my God, like my mom's laughing at my videos, you know?
What if your mom was your millionth follower? Like, what if she was the one to roll it over?
That little,
that little boop.
Oh my God.
Let's just say that that's what it is. I think that's
to add the little like spice to the story.
She was number one.
So I walk in and I hear my voice and she's cracking up and she's like, I found your page. And I was like, I can see. And she was like, you're so funny. Like blah, 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 whatever, whatever. And I was like, thanks. She's like, I can't believe you hit 1 million followers. Like she was so excited for me.
Oh yeah.
And then at that point, I couldn't hide anything else from her because I was already getting asked to do a meet and greet. I was asked to like...
Yeah, things are taking off.
Yeah, it was
point.
Like crazy already. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, like I have to just tell her. I didn't tell her that I was gay. I was just like, okay, mom, like this is something that I can take seriously. Like I can make a career out of this. I can do so much with this. And like if I'm making people happy and like I can make it my job, I'm going to do that. Because she was always just... She was also scared of me quitting my 9-to-5 job.
Yeah, of course.
Because that was like my income, like that was how I was living.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh my God, you can't do that. Like, you don't know what's going to happen. So I was like, trust me.
Yes. I have to follow this.
Yeah. And then that's when I ended up meeting Rocio, my manager. Yeah. And ever since then, my life was no longer boring.
I agree. You live a fascinating life.
It was insane. But that was the whole like, first time getting recognized and like from my life being like, and I always say my life did a complete 180.
Yeah.
Like it just changed completely after my first video.
And that's the beauty of TikTok especially is how quickly you can have that full kind of life altering experience.
Yeah. And a lot of my creator friends also like same story. Like they went from this to like this in a matter of like months.
Yeah. It's crazy to see if somebody making videos in their bedroom can.
Yeah. And I love seeing like for me, I remember how my background for my videos and like to the background now, it's like so insane. Like watching other people's videos start with this background and now they're like Times Square, like filming like Times Square behind them. And I'm like, that's so insane. Like how exciting is that?
What would you say the moral of the story or what you know, the wisdom that you took away, how you were kind of changed from that?
Well, I would want to mention or like add that in the beginning of me starting social media, I was like probably at one of the darkest places of my life that mm-hmm. I had ever been in. And now, 3 years later, I'm at like the highest point of my life.
Yeah.
So I just, if I want to put a message out there, it's definitely to not give up and to just keep going. Yeah. As like cheesy as that sounds, like it, honestly, like that's what I needed to hear. And
yeah.
if I just kept that momentum and that mindset, like look where I'm at right now. And hell, it's just yeah. so insane.
And also hopefully you're at the highest you've been in your life so far, but I mm-hmm. still think you've got.
Oh, for sure.
You know, you're still
so,
so young.
There's so much more I
yeah,
can
there's
do.
So much more.
So. And like, I feel like now, like, it's just getting higher and higher and higher yeah. points in my life.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, I'm on board for the journey. I'm going to keep watching.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind. So you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Let's play a quick lightning round
yes.
of first, last, best, worst. And the category we're going to go with is, what about a job?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, so category job, first job.
Okay. Mind you, I'm 23. Mm-hmm. I've probably had like 23 jobs. I've had so many jobs, literally. My first job, it was at Six Flags in San Antonio.
All right.
The worst experience I've ever had. And that's because I only worked there for one day.
Oh my God. Wait, so your first job and your worst job, same job.
Oh wait.
That's totally fine. That's totally valid. Yeah, 100%.
Well, maybe not my worst.
Okay, so there was worse than the one day at Six Flags.
Yeah, because, okay, let me tell you
what. Did you do for one day?
So I got hired at Six Flags. I was 15. That's when Six Flags was hiring at 15 years old.
That is child labor.
Yeah. So I was like, you know what? I have to make money. Like, I was like in the mindset of like being a grown up already.
Yeah, you're like, I got to get that grind on.
Mind you, San Antonio weather is disgusting and like it's insane. Mm-hmm. It's known for like it's bipolar and like hot and like rain and like everything. All seasons in one day.
Yeah.
So I woke up early, super early. Let me start from the beginning. I got interviewed and I got hired, but they required a math test. Mind you, I was a little bad in school.
Also, why are you doing math at Six Flags?
Yeah. I'm like, why do I need to know how much change I'm going to give if it tells me how much change
exactly.
to give?
Exactly. We're not doing algebra here.
Literally. So I ended up failing the math quiz.
I would have been right there with you.
I was still a potential candidate according to Six Flags. So they hired me on as a janitor.
Okay.
A 15-year-old janitor. So it was so bad because I was excited.
Right.
And I was like, you know what? Like, what's, like, what can, how
I'm
bad
working
can it
at
be?
A theme
you know
park.
I mean? Yeah. It's like, it's fun. Like, Six Flags is like, fun place to be at, you know? So I wake up super early for the first day of work. It's like 5 a.m. I had to be there like at 6:30.
Yeah.
Six Flags was a little far from my house. It's pouring rain. Okay. Like disgusting thunder, lightning, insane. Like the worst thunderstorm I could have ever seen.
Yeah.
And I'm in my car. I had like a 1996 Honda Civic or whatever.
Classic.
And my car was like no AC. I had no AC. Okay. So I had to have the windows up because it was raining. With no AC, I was dying. Yeah, I literally felt like I was suffocating.
Just very moist in there.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to work. I was still happy because I was like, it's my first day of work. Like nothing can bring me down. The rain was coming down so hard. Like Six Flags was so far from me. Mm-hmm. I was on the freeway driving like 40 miles an hour. And I was like, and like holding my steering wheel with both hands because I was so scared that my wheel was going to like, I was going to lose control.
Right.
I was still with a smile on my face. Like, I got it. I'm almost there.
I've got a job.
There.
I'm going to work today.
At one point, the rain got so bad, I couldn't see anything. Okay. I was just driving because I was like, you know what? I know this freeway.
Trust the lines.
Yeah. I'm like, I've been on this freeway plenty of times. Like, nothing's going to change overnight.
We're just going to bird box this?
Yeah. Very that. And then, so I finally get there and rain stops.
Okay.
So I get there. We're doing like orientation.
Did a rainbow come out?
Like, yeah. The sun is like shining.
There's clouds part.
On the opposite side of San Antonio, the sun is like shining. Like there's like birds flying. It's like super pretty. And I get there. We do like orientation vibes. And then they're like, all right, we're going to get ready to go on to the park. Like they tell us what we're going to do. Mind you, all of the like janitor people who got hired on were like all together in one group.
Right.
So I have a little buddy with me, like a partner.
Yeah.
And they had me a big old trash can. My job that day is to basically go around the whole park and like empty the trash cans into one big trash can.
Gotcha.
What is this? Oh. And so I'm like, you know what? Like I was telling my buddy like, hey, we got this. Like it's going to be easy. Oh. So we're going. It's steaming, like beaming. The sun is beaming. It's so hot. And I'm like sweating, like not even like cute sweat, like dripping in sweat. Like my shirt's like soaked.
Yeah.
And we're there and we're kind of just like trying to make the best out of it. I'm like, oh, so like, where are you from? Like, I'm like trying to talk to him.
Yeah, chat him up.
At one point, I go to a trash can and I'm like, you know what? Like, it's so heavy, the bag. I'm like, we're just going to have to get it together. Like, we're going to have to pick it up together. Mm-hmm. So my bright idea was to like lift it super fast so we don't like, you know, like we don't have to carry it for so long.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, okay, yeah, yeah. We're both, I think we're both 15. We're like a little dumb. So we grab the bag and we lift it so fast.
Yeah.
The bag is weighted down at the bottom by liquids.
The rain.
Yeah.
Right.
And as soon as we lift it, everything just falls out.
Nope.
And at that point, I'm already rosado. Like the inner, my thighs are rubbing together. I'm like itchy everywhere, sweating. And picking now, up trash from the floor.
And now covered in trash juice.
I was like it couldn't have gotten any worse. Yeah, and I was like, you know what?
Clocking out.
I'm 15 years old. I don't deserve this. I'm not going to be here. My parents are at home asleep. It was like Sunday. And I'm a 15-year-old here at Six Flags in the heat picking up trash off the floor.
Yeah.
I should be here on the ride.
Exactly.
My parents should be here like paying for those season pass.
Right. I should be eating like corn dog.
Where's my turkey leg?
Yeah, I need a
turkey
leg.
I'm here picking up the scraps from somebody else.
A giant pickle.
Literally.
And I want to be on Revolution or whatever it's called.
I couldn't. I was crying. I literally was like, I need a break. Just give me a second. I went to the restroom. I was like wiping off the sweat and like my tears as well. And I was like, you know what? I quit. I was like, I wasn't even there a full day. I was, I was there for like 4 hours.
Wait, did you just tell your buddy or did you go to the
No,
bed?
I told my buddy. I was like, look, you're going to hate me, but I got to go. Like
you're on your own.
Yeah, literally. And it was kind of bad. All my jobs, I've never put in a 2 weeks notice.
Hey, if you got to go, you got to go.
But I saw a TikTok recently that was like, I don't know if you've seen it. They're like, name a scam that's like not a, like nobody talks about, but you know it's a scam.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like 2 weeks notices. Like, why should you be putting in a 2 weeks notice for a company that doesn't really give a shit about you?
That's a good point.
And I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, and for them, they don't have to put a 2 weeks notice when they're going to fire you.
Yeah.
So what's tea?
Yeah. That is a scam.
Very much a scam.
That's true. Okay, awesome. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you. This was so much fun. This was like, it isn't my first podcast, but it's one where I feel like I talk the most. I didn't even let you talk.
No, this isn't about me. Like I said at the beginning.
But yeah, this was fun.
Well, that about does it for this week's episode of Hashtag Storytime. I want to give a huge shout out to Adam Ray, okay? Make sure to head on down to the description, click those links, and give Adam a follow. Also, if you haven't yet, please hit the subscribe button. That way you don't miss next week's episode. We are doing another Listener Tales / Fable Family Extravaganza. Give us a call if you want to hear your story on the pod. You can call us at the Storytime Hotline, which is 323-741 1873. And if you're enjoying the podcast, please leave us a review. It helps us out a lot, and I literally read every single one of them. Hashtag Storytime is produced by iHeartRadio and Curativity Productions, hosted by Will McFadden, sound designed by Tony Maddox, written by Will McFadden and Jason Shapiro, produced by Jason Shapiro, Danielle Amora, and Jordan Elijah Michael, theme song by Scott Simons.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.